Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I'll be using my community comments this week to address the California Public Utility Commission's proposal of December 13th that, if ratified, will decimate our state's solar power installation industry and punish California homeowners who have already installed solar. Many households in Humboldt County have installed solar panels. PG&E's great power shutoffs only encourage more of us to make this move. Under the current regulations, households who install solar can sell their excess power back to the utilities to help cover the original costs of installation. We installed solar to be as utilities-free as possible by our retirement. Now, with natural gas prices skyrocketing over the last few months, going solar makes even more sense. The current solar energy program has encouraged 1.3 million homes in California to add solar. In the U.S., only 2.3% of our power is generated by solar. But in California, it's a whopping 13%. The bottom line is, the program is working here, and just in time given the rapid rate of climate change. But you see, the big three utility companies have lobbied the Public Utilities Commission, the PUC, to drastically lower the amount paid back to household solar producers. It would pretty much wipe out this financial incentive. Then to top it off, the PUC and the utilities want to charge homeowners for every single solar panel they have on their rooftop, somewhere in the $45 to $60 range, every month. Then the PUC says they want to supply rebates for solar customers to install expensive solar batteries so they can power their homes from 6 to 9 at night, the high consumption time. And you know what? That would be great. Give me an incentive for those batteries. My family couldn't afford the panels and the batteries. So why is the PUC penalizing on one hand and then trying to incentivize on the other? It's insane. Now the PUC says they're doing all of this because the paying for power generated by solar households is taking money out of the public utilities, which should be used to help lower socioeconomic households add solar. Hey, I don't disagree. Everyone should be able to afford solar. So figure it out. Create a plan. But don't screw over the folks who did the right thing in the first place based on your incentive program. All this smells of utility companies trying to squash solar power. Sorry, guys, but I have little to no faith in the utility monopolies. You haven't earned it. Now you want to hurt solar households and more likely than not destroy the solar installation industry, since there will be far less incentives to go solar. I'm Marty Coelho for Community Comment. You can tell I'm mad, and you should be too. Do the research and contact the Public Utilities Commission in the Governor's Office. The PUC is voting on this new plan on January 27th.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.